the fruit of our faith. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida, 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
The book of Revelation, there's a letter that goes to a church that's called Laodicea. If you remember anything about the Laodiceans, this was a church that existed. If you remember, they were one of the lamps, one of the candlestands, one of the menorahs, as it were, that Jesus was walking amongst. Kind of an interesting picture there in Revelation to see that the Lord is interested in a first-hand encounter with His church and His people. But not only is He there to visit and to walk and to move and make His presence visible with His people, but He also is there to give correction and direction to His church. In fact, when you read those seven letters to those churches, there's only a couple really that are really commended. And if you look at the others, you'll see that there is danger. In fact, there's a warning, lest their lamp is removed. In other words, if they don't listen to the word and receive correction and direction, the warning is that your light will go out. God has called us to be on fire. A couple weeks ago when I was sitting with the staff, I had this picture of the fire department and the firehouse over on 76 was the one that I saw. And so we're in a time of prayer and I see this firehouse and the Father began to just speak to me how the church is much like the fire department and the firehouse. In other words, the church, too many in the church and too many leaders in the church are professionals at putting the fire out. When the Holy Spirit starts moving, a lot of leaders are nervous. They're concerned that if God shows up by the power of the Holy Spirit, and if there are signs and there are wonders and there is the presence of God in the house of God, they may not get the accolades themselves. You see, there's this thing called pride. None of you have dealt with it, maybe. Lucifer did. Don't think for a minute that pride doesn't come to church. And don't think for a minute that I should speak of pride in the house of God without saying the devil would like it in no individual better than to bring pride to the spiritual leadership in a body of believers. When the spiritual leadership becomes like temple leadership. Remember how the temple leadership was. They had the Torah, they had the Word. They had ceremonies. They had long prayers. They had quite a theatrical production. They had singers who were professionals who sang. The garments were exquisite. They dressed in long robes. They dressed up in amazing attention-drawing fashion. But do you remember they didn't have room for Jesus there? They're religious. They didn't have room for Jesus there. The admonition to the Laodicean church is, you say that you're rich and you don't need a thing, but you are poor. You're poverty stricken. And you are not hot or cold. You are lukewarm. And God said something about being lukewarm. What did He say? The same thing that God said to Joshua. The same thing that God said to Moses. God said, speak to these people and say to them, choose you this day whom you will serve. Remember, Elijah's up on the mountains. He has the prophets. False prophets. The Baal prophets. Over 800 of them. And they're all slain. But the admonition is, if Baal is God, then if that's who you're going to follow, then you can follow Baal. But if Jehovah is God, then choose you this day who you will serve. Revival is when the people of God move away from the icebox and move toward the fire. Revival is when the church is filled with the presence of God. You may say, well, how would I know if the presence of God is in the house? When the presence of God is in the house, there will be power in the house. When the presence of God is in the house, there will be no question about who is in charge. I understand some of you grew up in a church where the minister receives an annual book that has 52 sermons. All he has to do is open the book. Well, let's see, we're in March. Let's see what date we're in. That's the message for the day. You can expect and you can with certainty know exactly what's going to happen. I pray that in this ministry that we are always welcoming God to show up with God's agenda. One thing I know about God's agenda is God will mess my agenda up on purpose, so that He can use the body of Christ. Some churches, you dare not have a testimony on a Sunday morning because it's not about your testimony. A lot of churches, you better not have a new song like a Miss Terry, because we don't have any new songs here. We're going to practice. It's going to be polished. It's going to be professional, because we're going to be public. We're going to be on TV. We're going to be on the internet. We're going to be out there. And I just keep hearing that God wants to be out there. Do any of you remember the message that John the Baptist began to preach in the latter days of his ministry? His disciples came to him and they said, "You know, this Jesus, Yeshua, more and more people are following him." John said something very important. He said, "I must decrease and he must increase." Revival is the presence of God that causes God's program in God's presence and God's power to increase, and causes our fleshly programs. Thank you, Lord, that we have some, because if we didn't, we would have nothing. Sometimes. But our programs need to decrease so God can increase. One of the things in radio they talk about is you can't have dead airspace. Dead airspace. What is that? That's where... Yes, silence. I was only silent for a few seconds. You know, I wonder if we would hear more of God if we were silent more. I mean, there's so many noises. We get in our cars, God, you know, something's on, and I'm glad you listen to WCNO, those of you who do. We come into the house, the TV is on, something else is on. There's always something on. And we have that in the house of God too, that we come together and we're used to things happening really quick, and we've got to stay on schedule and we've got to get finished because we're going to have lunch coming up and I'm hungry and I don't care what that preacher has to say. I am going to get out of here. An hour's long enough. We have churches all over the nation that have become professionals in fast food. Yeah. And the church revival is when the church no longer can only tolerate fast food. Pray for me now. You know it's true. Last Sunday, I shared about going to the hospital. I had a big blob of pain in my eye. It took 4 hours for me to see a doctor and get out of it. 4 hours. Oh, the sign. Out on the sign, it says 8 minutes. You ever seen that? That's a lie. The sign should say, "We lie here." What they mean is, in 8 minutes, you might be able to wave to a triage person and then sit down and hang out for hours. And we do that because we have a need and we seek an earthly solution to a physical need, and it takes hours. We used to have watch night services. You know what they were? We didn't come to watch each other. Though some of that went on. My wife was here, I'd pick on her a little. Must be out with my boy. Watch night services, what were they about? They were about coming together and praying and worshiping and waiting upon God. All right, I'm going to get into the weeds here this morning. I didn't plan to go to this passage, but I'm going to. 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians, we have three powerful chapters linked up together. Not that all the Word of God isn't powerful, it is. But chapter 12, 13, and 14. Chapter 12 talks about the Holy Spirit. Verse 1 of chapter 12, and now, dear brothers and sisters, I will write about the special abilities the Holy Spirit gives to who? Each one of us. The Holy Spirit is a giver. The Holy Spirit gives gifts. Revival releases the gifts. The Holy Spirit gives gifts to each of us. Talks about in verse 4, there's different kinds of spiritual gifts. Verse 5, there are different kinds of service and ministry in the church. Amen. And then verse 6 says there are different ways God works in our lives. But did you notice that verse 4, 5, and 6 all say, but it is the same Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit gives the gifts. The Holy Spirit is working through the gifts. The people of God are serving by the Holy Spirit who has gifted them. This is the church. To one person in verse 8, the Spirit gives the ability, not the university. My father called church seminaries cemeteries. And the reason why he did that was because he had seen that sometimes with much learning, there is a great refrigeration that takes place. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the gift of knowledge. To another, the Spirit gives special faith. To someone else, do you get the picture? This is not a one-man show. Hello? Maybe we have less miraculous intervention in the church because we have too many one-man shows in the church. This is not a McDonald's. The church is not a Kentucky Fried Chicken house. We're not a Burger King. We're not a fast food establishment. We are to be a place where the supernatural is released through the people of God, so the natural needs of God's people are ministered to. This demolishes the whole concept that we have to be professionals performing. I'm not a professional performing. I've had people give me all kinds of wonderful compliments about you're shallow, you're too windy, You are too dry. I've had all kinds of compliments. But let me remind you that I'm not a professional. I was not trained to be an actor. I was not trained to produce ceremonies in the house of God. I have been called of God to be a cheerleader for the Holy Spirit and for the people of God. The gifts, they're different, just like we're different. I see in the Word of God that the Spirit gives special faith to one, to another, the verse 9. To someone else, He gives the anointing, the power, the gift to minister healing. Doctors learn to practice medicine. The Holy Spirit anoints and empowers to release supernatural, miraculous healing in the church. One day I was having a conversation with my Father, my Heavenly Father. And I was praying sort of like this. It's kind of embarrassing, so I hate to admit it. But I said, God, I'd like to see more miracles when I lay hands on. There's like 6 people I'm believing God every day for to have a miracle in this house. Probably more than that, but there's at least 6. I said, God, you know, I'd like to see more people when I pray for them receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit instantly with tongues and manifestation and the anointing. I'd like to see everybody moving in the Spirit in the prophetic work of God. God, I'd like to see every chair filled. I'd like to see people hungry for God. Do you think it's possible that people may go to restaurants hungrier than they come to church? Say, well, of course, Pastor, I go to the restaurant to eat. I think some, none of you, of course, but I believe some think the church is about going to eat. But when I read the Word of God, church is not just about going to eat. It's also going to minister and to serve. And the gifts that God gives us are to be used in the body of Christ. And if I heard the Father say anything to me about my prayers of wanting to have more visible manifestation, what I heard God say was, I'm not going to give you all of those things when I've given you a family that have all those things. What we want are performers. We want individuals. We want leaders. We want them to do the work. But God wants a body to do the work of the ministry. To one person the Spirit gives the ability, wise advice. To another, He gives the gift of special knowledge, words of knowledge. Spirit gives faith, gives power to heal, gives one person the power to perform miracles. Chapter 12 is pretty important. Dust that page off in your Bible. Say, God, I'm in here someplace. And the Holy Spirit is in here. And the gifts are in here. God, release the gifts. This is revival. It gives someone else the ability to know whether it's really discerning of spirits, where it's really the Spirit of God, or another spirit that is speaking. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, speak in tongues. Now don't think here that this is saying that only a few receive Pentecost. This is talking about missionaries that God supernaturally gives the ability to speak in local languages and minister. The working of the Holy Spirit of Pentecost was upon all of them. So don't let liberal theology try to convince you that the manifestation and working of the Spirit and in tongues is only for a few, because in the upper room, all of them receive. So this is talking about an assignment to minister. It's not talking about the provision and operative power of the Holy Spirit that's available to all of us. And another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Holy Spirit who distributes these gifts. He alone decides which gift. He alone decides which gift each person should have. The truth of the matter is, none of the gifts are without great value. Revival is reacquainting ourselves with the presence and the power of God and releasing those gifts as the Holy Spirit moves us to do so. Oh, part of membership, which we haven't talked about membership in a long time, part of membership, at least with us, is to do a little study in the Word of God to help us understand maybe where our giftings might be. But let me tell you something. Your giftings cannot be hidden. If you are full of the Holy Spirit and give Him opportunity to use you.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that You are Christ, the Son of the living God, that You died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name. And fill me with Your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible.